Guatemala's civil war lasted more than 3 decades. It left an estimated 200,000 people dead and some 45,000 missing. One of those missing was Edgar Fernando Garcia. Garcia was a student activist when he disappeared in 1984. No one has ever been held accountable for his disappearance until now. 2 arrests have recently been made in connection with Garcia's disappearance. Those arrests were partly the result of information gleaned from a historic police archive. The World's Clark Boyd has reported on this archive. And Clark, remind listeners first about the police archive in Guatemala. How was it found in the first place?
Well, it was found as part of a police base right in the center of Guatemala City. And, of course, for decades, the police denied ever having an archive. And then during a routine investigation around the base, they came across these buildings. And they looked up and they saw piles and piles of documents in the windows. And they asked the people who were guarding it, "What is this?" And they said, "Well, it's the police archive."
And who was doing the investigation? Who asked?
It's Human Rights Prosecutor's Office there in Guatemala. And so they went in and they found an estimated 80 million police documents, stretching back, you know, decades and decades. But, you know, many of them centered on the period of the Civil War.
And this was in 2005. These are the first arrests made based on information in the archive, correct?
Yeah, you have to remember what's been going on for the last 4 years at the archive. They had a mess to deal with. You went in there, there were bats, there was vermin, there was mold all over the documents. They were essentially destroyed. So they had to go through the entire process of cleaning them, archiving them, putting them together before they could even go about trying to analyze them. So that's been the process that's been going on for the last 4 years or so. And they've been getting a lot of outside help. One of the people they've been getting help from is a woman named Kate Doyle, who works at the National Security Archive in Washington, D.C., as part of George Washington University. And so what I wanted to do was get her on the line to get her reaction. And here's what she had to say about the role that the documents have played in these arrests surrounding the case of Fernando Garcia.
Locating evidence about Fernando Garcia's disappearance was the result of a very careful, targeted review of the documents according to how they were produced 25 years ago. Investigators have found, in the course of 3 years of reading and cleaning and sorting them, hard evidence pointing to police and military forces' involvement in key disappearances.
Clark, in the case of Fernando Garcia, who exactly was arrested?
One retired police officer. And another who was serving in the current police force and was part of the old police force. So some of these people are still active even years later.
So, Clark, do people like Kate Doyle and others believe that, you know, the information in these archives will actually tip them to higher-ups who perpetrated some of these crimes?
The feeling is that there may be information that does that, but it's not going to happen sort of in a vacuum just within the contents of that police archive. To do that, they really need to get access to the Army archives, because it was the Guatemalan Army working in conjunction with the police that was orchestrating a lot of these counterinsurgency kidnappings, disappearances, things like that. Now, people like Kate Doyle find hope in the fact that Guatemala's president, Alvaro Colom, recently said, "We're going to open up the Army archives as well." So I think that the police archives will point to higher-ups within the Army, and that then hopefully the Guatemalan authorities can go after people who orchestrated all of this.
The World's Clark Boyd, thank you.
You're welcome, Marco.